Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today we're going to be dealing with a question on hand, which is sometimes it pops up in the head of the youths and maybe sometimes in the head of the adults, and that is, why is it necessary to utter Allah's name at the time of slaughtering the animal? So, you know, when we say halal meat, right? So it has to be ritually sacrificed. The question that pops up is that why is it so necessary to utter Allah's name? Does the reciting the name of Allah or another entity while slaughtering an animal have an influence upon the meat of the animal as far as hygiene and sanitation is concerned? So this is the question we're going to be dealing with. Well, in answer to this question, it must be mentioned that it is not essential for the name of Allah or another entity to necessitate an impact on the substance and essence of the meat in terms of cleanliness and hygiene and, you know, getting rid of germs, for instance. This is because the prohibition imposed on certain things in Islam are dictated by several factors. Okay, hygiene is one of those, right? This is the first one. You know, the prohibition is basically for the purpose of hygiene and protection of one's body, like a believer's body. The second one is that it is for the purification. This prohibition is for the purification of soul. So it's for the spiritual cleanliness. So there is a spiritual aspect to this command of Allah. Okay? And then the third factor is that it is for serving the social order. Okay? So now when we talk about the prohibition for the purpose of hygiene and protection of the body, it seems to be of more concern for those, especially for those who are living in the West. Right? And that is primarily based on, you know, how they've grown up there, right? It does not necessarily impact, and this is what we're presenting here, the cleanliness of that piece of meat. So if a piece of meat is cut, right, or an animal is slaughtered without the name of Allah or with the name of Allah, in both cases, it's not going to have any impact on the meat itself, right? The animal itself, the hygiene of the animal or the meat itself, the sanitation of the meat itself, okay? It's probably not going to have any impact on that. Then the question arises is, why is it so important? If it's not going to affect the hygiene, why is it so important, right? And this is where we answer that it has the spiritual dimensions, the spiritual aspects of this command of Allah, that we're going to look at some of the reasoning behind it, inshallah, after the short break. Stay with us.
Islamic rules related to slaughtering of animals, in the words of Shahid Bahunan. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, with hope and trust upon the help and guidance of Allah, we start our today's discussion. The animals, the meat of which is allowed to be eaten, such as sheep, goat, cow, camel, deer, domestic fowl, etc., have to be slaughtered in the prescribed manner. Otherwise, if they die their natural death or are killed by beating, wounding, or in any way other than the prescribed one, their flesh is not lawful. We here reproduce the legal method of slaughtering from articles of Islamic acts. An act of slaughter to be illegal must satisfy the following five conditions. 1. The person who slaughters must be a Muslim. 2. The animal, while being slaughtered, should be facing the Qibla. 3. He must utter the name of Allah when slaughtering. 4. He must cut the throat of the animal with a sharp implement made of iron in a way that the jugular artery, jugular vein, esophagus canal, and trachea are cut. 5. It must move after having been slaughtered. In the case of a camel, the only prescribed method of its slaughter is nabr, which means thrusting a knife or any other sharp implement into the cavity between its neck and chest. Other conditions are the same in this case as well. As for the fish, the rule is as under. If the fish having scales is caught alive and dies after having been taken out of water, it is lawful. But if it dies inside the water, it is unlawful. The fish having no scales is unlawful, even if it is caught alive and dies out of water. The meat of the lawful wild animals and birds killed with hunting weapons is legally edible, provided the following five conditions are observed. 1. The weapon must be incisive or sharp and must not be of the nature of a net, a stick, or a stone. 2. The hunter must be a Muslim. 3. He should normally utter the name of Allah at the time of using his weapon. Anyhow, if he forgets to utter it, there is no harm. 4. The weapon must be used with the intention of killing the game. If it is killed accidentally, its flesh is not lawful. 5. When the hunter reaches the game, it should be already dead. If it is caught alive and there is sufficient time to slaughter it, it must be slaughtered in the prescribed manner, as was stated. IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parstoday.com.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we're talking about whether taking the name of Allah at the time of slaughtering an animal, right, which we call zabiha or halal, when we do that, is it necessary for us to recite the or take the name of Allah and do it ritually sacrifice? The answer is yes. Then the follow-up question is, well, does it have any impact on the hygiene and sanitation of the animal and the meat itself? The answer is probably not. Then the follow-up question is, why is it that we have to do it? And we say that it's got the spiritual aspect of this act, which is important for us, the believers. Okay, it has to do with the purification of the soul, right? When we say that, you know, some commands of Allah are based on the prohibition because of the, you know, for the purpose of hygiene and sanitation, the example could be where Allah has prohibited us from eating insects and animal wastes, right? That's not good for our health. That's understandable for many. The second that we mentioned is the purification of the soul, right? So this is where we said that is of concerning when it comes to this topic, that we don't want our soul to be corrupted and our soul to be consuming something that has not been ritually sacrificed. You can think of an example of marriage, right? It's the same person marrying to the same person. At one time, they do this marriage without the sighe, right? Without the Islamic code for doing a marriage, right? Now, this marriage is actually not a marriage. They did an intercourse. It's not a marriage, right? Which is haram in Islam. And same marriage, when done properly with the laws of Islam, is called marriage and becomes the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the difference between the two? Well, at the surface level, you just recite a few lines, right? And that too, even your wakil can do it on your behalf. So what's the difference? The difference is, again, the same that we mentioned here, which is the cleansing of the soul, the purification of the soul, okay? Having your intentions right. And this is where Islam stresses a lot, having the correct intentions. In reality, the prohibition imposed upon consumption of meat of animals that have been slaughtered by reciting the names of idols has a spiritual, ethical, and educative dimension associated with it. Okay, so different people did it for different reasons, right? We take Allah's name to have that spiritual blessing and that meat. At least this is one of the dimensions. We may not be aware of some other dimensions. We could be related to hygiene, but this is the one that is of most interest to us at this stage. Such acts, you know, when you recite the names of the idols, they distance man from Allah and possess undesirable psychological effects. This is so since this act belongs to the rites associated with polytheism and paganism and serves to revive their memories. Hence, Islam came around and said, whenever we sacrifice an animal, we have to ritually sacrifice it, and that is in the name of Allah with the intention of attaining that proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope we were able to answer this question of yours. And with this, we will take your leave. Thank you for listening. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.